No, I'm just kidding. Hello and welcome to the Second Period Industries Internet Talking Music Program, Volume 2, Number 50. I did it. I made it to the next round number in the series. And then there's two more to go until the one-year anniversary. So if I didn't do anything special for the 50th episode, which, by the way, I didn't, then you can only imagine how little I'm going to do for the one-year anniversary. You just heard Satan off of their new album, Life Sentence, because all of their album titles are court-based puns. Because that's what the heavy metal kids that listen to a band called Satan are into. They're into puns about the legal system. Anyway, you heard Satan with Time to Die. The background music right now is LA Dreams. The song is called Perfect Summer. And that's about to end, and I'm going to play something else. Second Period, did I say Second Period in the Internet Talking Music Program Volume 2, Number 50? Because if I didn't, I just did. So, anyway, hey, thanks. Welcome to it. It's yours.
swelling of the fluid sac surrounding the brain, contusions, inner bleeding. These are the things that our dreams are made of.
Don't lose your high.
That was Cloven Hoof with Crack the Whip, Vader Bomb with What About It Hawk, and Superchunk with Breaking Down. I almost said Breaking Dawn because I can't read my own handwriting, even though I know the name of that song. New Superchunk record is really good, by the way. I was going to say something about how I play a lot of music, but I mean, I think it should be, I guess I'm worried that I'm going to be exposed as a fraud, because a lot of the stuff that I play here, I find on the internet, and that's how I find out about. I listen to less music than I used to, I think because I changed jobs. I used to be able to listen to basically whatever I wanted to at work because I had a non-shared work area, and now I have a shared work area, so I can't just play ridiculous flights of fancy music. I found this weird Thai punk band on the internet and I want to hear it right now. That has to wait until I get home because I have to act a little more like an adult now. But I think that it's less important, you know, how we find out about stuff. And I think that the immediacy of internet culture forces us to pretend that we've been into something for a lot longer than we have, to give it a little more sense, I think, of authenticity, because everything on the internet is so transient and fleeting and also easy to fall into. I mean, someone, you know, a 13-year-old kid in the middle of Iowa who's never heard alternative music in his life can go online for 10 minutes and have the entire Lake of Dracula discography on his hard drive. And so I think that immediacy, as well as that sort of detachment from any sort of scene, kind of forces people to manufacture this authenticity. Basically, what I'm trying to say is I'm not an expert in any of the crap that I play. I don't know any more or less about reggae or whatever than the next dude on the internet. So I think that the point that I'm trying to make is to find something that you like, anything, and soak in it for as long as you want, and then move on, because, you know, everything is essentially transient, and if you find something that you want to stick with for a while, that's cool. You should do that. But I'm no expert. And maybe you're not either. Or maybe you are. And if you are, send me an email. Tell me where I'm wrong on any of the crap that I play. Because that's the only way I can learn about stuff. So having said all of that, here's another record that I found on the internet. I'm
Got a gal that I'm just simply mad about. Folks say that I'm a lucky boy. Everywhere we go, people rave about this little bundle of joy. She's got freckles on her butt, she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. Oh, she smells just like a rose from her head down to her toes. She's got freckles on her butt, she is nice. She's got freckles on her butt, she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. All the sailors give her chase, 'cause they love her naval base. She's got freckles on her butt, she is nice. Freckles on her butt, she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. She looks just like my Annie from her head down to her. She's got freckles on her butt, she is nice. She's got freckles on her butt, she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. In a classroom, she's a loafer, but just get her on a sofa. She's got freckles on her butt, she is nice.
Yeah.
You just heard the Octopus Project with The Man with the Golden Hand, Hard Rock Gunter with The Freckle Song, and I cannot deal with this one. It was a band I found out from the African synth pop website, Afro Synth. I think it's Blogspot. If you Googled it, Afro Synth, whatever. Emish Shachavu with a song called Induke. Not even the robot could pronounce that one correctly. So I'm sure that you have one of those future phones that you can just hold up to the speaker and it'll tell you everything about the song. Because, as I said before, we're all connected and we're all instant experts. So, yeah. That's what you can do. Hold up your future phone. It'll be fun for you and for me, I guess. My cat... His name is Mr. Lewis Burrows, and he's great, thank you. He's stalking a moth right now, and he's thumping around. I actually thought that someone was in my house. And I'm not the kind of person that normally is, oh, there's someone in that, whatever. There's a cat chasing a moth. So here's a Sepultura song. was Nirvana 2002 with Further Beyond, Darkified with Howlings from the Darkness, and Sepultura with Primitive Future. If you've listened to the Second Period Industries Internet Talking Music Program Volume 2, or even Volume 1, more than once, you know what my tricks are. You know, I play the spooky, heavy metal, children's music, and then I like to have a hard transition into background music that's usually retro 80s synth pop type stuff, and then I go into the country music to prove to you how varied and eclectic my musical tastes are, and how wacky I can be with my song selection, and how incongruent the transitions from song to song can be on the Second Period Industries Internet Talking Music Program, and this is no different.
That dreadful, dark, and most ominous night, the rain was falling fast. The thunder rolled and the lightning flashed, leaving destruction its path. As we all hastened right on our way for home and rest that night, but before that storm was over, you know, so many were killed outright. That mighty storm was sweeping across, making so many fires per hour. carrying a long ride with it to a river of drenching power. Then came a mighty sudden crash that brought us both pain and death. And in the minds of the living, yet I am sure they will never forget. There's many a grieved and sad heart we know in the town of Cherry today, whose loved ones we know who can never return to drive all the gloom away. Twas a dreadful and most horrible sight amidst all the pouring down rain. Some who were dead and some dying too, suffering most death and pain. No tongue can ever live to tell how bad, no pen can ever write. No one will know but those living yet the horror of that night. There's a little town by the name of Cherry Hill. They all seem bright and gay. When just like a flash the master's call, they had no time to pray. For it came right along in a moment of time, the awful work was done. And many souls were called home that night that have made their final run.
Well, I'm from Moonshine Holler, where a man ain't worth a dollar. He can't chug a lug a quart of mountain. And all the boys by cracky likes to drive themselves plum whack.
Trying to chug a lug a quart of that good old mountain.
Chug a lug. Better stay out of Moonshine Holler, cause you just ain't worth a dollar. You can't chug a lug a quart of mountain. One night I went out courting, and since my girl was sporting, we strolled hand in hand down by that lonely river. I stopped and tried to kiss her, but she up and said,
"Say there, buddy, can you chug a lug a quart of that good old mountain?"
Chug a lug. Just ain't worth a dollar. You can't chug a lug a quart of mountain. Once a man who run for governor gave a speech in Moonshine Holler. We all gathered around to hear that city slicker. But no one cheered, clapped, or shouted till old Granny upped and spouted.
Say, son, can you chug a lug a quart of that good old mountain?
Chug a lug. Chug a lug. You better stay out of Moonshine Holler, cause you just ain't worth a dollar. You can't chug a lug a quart of mountain.
Can you chug a lug a quart of mountain?
That was Jimmy Martin with Moonshine Hollow, Uncle Dave Macon with Tennessee Tornado, and the Carter Family with Foggy Mountaintop. I've been thinking a little bit about the nature of what I play here and kind of reflecting on that, and I think that, obviously, if you've listened this far, you know that. And I think that, you know, I don't hold myself up as an arbiter of whatever, and I'm perfectly honest with myself about the listenership of this. I know there's only four or five of you that are on the other end of my voice, but I wonder kind of how sometimes I choose what I play besides, you know, what's kind of right in front of me at the time. And I've noticed that I tend to choose things that are outside of what people would normally hear, and I guess that's fine if you're, you know, if you're looking for something new, something different, but why not play some things that people might know once in a while? Maybe I get a couple more listeners. I don't know. So if you're new to the program, welcome. This is for you. We'll be right back. Heard your three favorite songs, and this is the end of your favorite, whatever this is. Not forever, just this episode. See, I don't even like to say or think of this as a podcast, and I did finger quotes when I said that, not because I think the medium is beneath me or what I do, but because I think what I do is beneath the medium. People work on podcasts. I just come in here and throw some records or digital files or tapes or whatever I got together and, you know, put an hour of it out there for you to listen to. So when I hesitate to call this a podcast, it's not just because I hate the word. It's because I just don't think I've earned it yet. Anyway, that's the end. Thanks a lot. I'm about to play one more of your favorite songs, and I'll be back next week. I'm going to crack my knuckle. Listen. All right. I'm done for this time. I'll see you next time. Thanks, everybody.
I took